From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, March 7th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with IPM's Brian Mackey, the host of The 21st Show, and singer-songwriter Bruce Hornsby about Hornsby's latest musical collaboration and upcoming performance in Urbana. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Both Champaign and Urbana have an open seat on their school boards. WCIA reports Urbana school board member Ravi Hasanatka resigned last week. Champaign's Jamar Brown resigned from the Unit 4 school board on Monday. Urbana District 116 announced Wednesday that it is accepting applications for the seat for the next 3 weeks. Those applying must live within school board sub-district 2. That area includes parts of the University of Illinois campus and neighborhoods around Urbana High School and Blair Park. The board will then choose a new member by April 16th, and the appointee will serve for a year until the 2025 election. Champaign Unit 4 plans to fill its open seat within 60 days, also through an appointment and public vote by its board. Governor J.B. Pritzker says a new statewide grant program will address food insecurity across Illinois while also assisting socially disadvantaged farmers. Pritzker says the Illinois Eats grant program will provide nearly $29 million to 15 food organizations, including the Midwest Food Bank.
Nearly 3.3 million Illinoisans live in a food desert, leaving families with few options when it comes to putting food on the table. We can and must do better in our state, especially for our rural communities.
Speaking at the Midwest Food Bank facility in Morton, Pritzker says the grant program will purchase food at fair market value directly from farmers. Then the providers will distribute the goods at no cost. Midwest Food Bank CEO Eric Hoddle says they will get approximately $5 million of the grant funds. And Governor Pritzker stands by his call to eliminate the state's 1% grocery tax permanently as mayors across Illinois raise concerns. The Illinois Municipal League opposes the permanent cut, and many municipalities may consider implementing a local grocery tax to make up for the lost revenue. Pritzker says the decision would be up to them.
They will have the ability to reinstate a grocery tax locally if that's what they want to do. But this is about local control. And also eliminating a regressive tax on everyone.
Pritzker says Illinois is one of only 13 states in the country that still has a grocery tax. Peoria Mayor Rita Ali has said the proposal cut would cost the city $4 million annually. Illinois legislators are introducing legislation to restore protections to the state's wetlands after the United States Supreme Court stripped some last year. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco has more.
Illinois does not have a robust program for protecting its remaining wetlands from development. State Senator Laura Ellman says that it's time for Illinois to step up and fill the void left behind by the Supreme Court.
Stakes here in Illinois couldn't be higher. These state-level protections are absolutely necessary to safeguard our waterways and wetlands as they play a critical role in the health and well-being of Illinois communities.
Illinois is among 24 states that were left without extensive wetland protection after the Supreme Court ruled last year to limit the scope of the Clean Water Act. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with IPM's 21st Show host Brian Mackey and singer-songwriter Bruce Hornsby about Hornsby's latest musical collaboration and upcoming performance in Urbana. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
New on Masterpiece is a three-part miniseries based on the life of 1960s actress and television presenter Nolly Gordon. Helena Bonham Carter stars as Gordon, who was beloved by viewers and admired by her co-stars, but who was a thorn in the side of some directors. When she's unexpectedly fired at the height of her career, Nolly and her fans refuse to be silent. This series explores how the establishment turns on women who refuse to conform. Friends of WILL can binge all three episodes starting March 17th with Passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Bruce Hornsby is probably best known for his first album with Bruce Hornsby and The Range. That album featured the song The Way It Is, which reached the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100 in December of 1986. 50 years later, Bruce Hornsby continues to make music and has collaborated with a wide range of musicians, including Phil Collins and the Grateful Dead. Most recently, Hornsby has collaborated with an experimental chamber music ensemble called Y Music to create Brim, capital B-R-H-Y, capital M. Late last month, IPM's host of the 21st show, Brian Mackey, spoke with Hornsby about the collaboration, the album, and the upcoming performance at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Here are some clips from that interview.
Talk me through the inspirations for that track we just heard, Deep Blue.
Well, Deep Blue is one of the later tracks written for this record. This was a COVID-era remote record. Why Music, the great chamber group, would send me tracks. Once every 6 weeks or so, I'd get a new track for them, and I would try to blow their minds with a song that I would write over that. And sometimes I was successful. You'll have to ask them about that. Anyway, we just kept going. Deep Blue was the only song from the record that emanated originally from me. I wrote basically a funk track because I wanted to just take the music later in the record. This is number 7 on the record. Wanted to take it to a little different place, maybe have a bit of a stylistic palate cleanser from the sort of heavier, more harmonically dissonant and intense music that they were sending me, all of which I love, but I just thought I would throw this little lighter song in there. Deep Blue is a song with my drummer Chad Wright playing a loop, and I'm playing synth bass, and it's just a sort of a semi-frivolous song, inspired and actually written with lyrics from two old Stephen Crane poems. And so you've got the Civil War meets an aquatic feeling and a kind of a funk track with the Y Music so rhythmically precise in the best way playing over that.
You know, COVID was such a time of disruption in our lives, but so many artists found it to be a way to sort of re-energize or maybe take a different approach to their work. Can you talk about collaborating remotely, as you mentioned you did here, and how that might have differed from what you've done in the past?
Well, the COVID era for me was a very fecund time. Just as you say, I was one of those people who just kept on being able to be creative because everything else in our lives, or in my life, got shut down. I had postponed 3 or 4 or 5 legs of tours that were slated for 2020 and 2021. So it was fine for me. I just holed up in my studio and kept writing. I was writing 2 records, one of my own that also featured Y Music. And we had a record that had just been finished before the shutdown that came out in June of 2020. That was called Non-Secure Connection. And Rob Moose was a major player in that one as well. So it just worked out very, very well in the sense that timing-wise, Y Music and I did a little tour, a short 5-gig tour of the Northeast that started in late February of 2020 and ended first week of March. So we got our tour in, and a week later, the world shut down. So, but we had written one song at Rob's suggestion. He called me up around Christmas time of 2019, said, "Hey, would you be interested in writing a song with us? We can play it for our encore every night on our little mini tour." So I said, "Yes, send me a track." And so they did. And I wrote this aquatic themed song, which signaled a possible way forward on a content level lyrically, called Deep Sea Vents. And we had such a great time playing that, to great response from the audiences, that we decided to keep going.
Deep sea vents, I'm going down way below the ground. Submersibles help me go where the risk goes.
And then when the world shut down, we reeled from that for a little bit. But in the fall, late fall of 2020, we reconvened and started deeply getting involved in this record. And the second song that we wrote was The Wild Wailing Life. And so that's another good, like I said, good one to play here because it's really showcases the Y Music.
I am a lone mariner, skin, bone, strength low. I am a fair sailor, flesh weak, but spirits ago.
You can catch Brim performing at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana at 7:30 p.m. tonight, Thursday, March 7th. To listen to the full interview, visit 21stshow.org. Krannert Center for the Performing Arts is an underwriter of Illinois Public Media. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be cloudy with a high of 58 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Joe Deacon, and Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.